Boker Tov. Today is Yom Shlishi Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Ayekev, Yudalet Be'av. Okay, so we were speaking about yesterday what the Rama called three trufot, three medications in order to achieve real anava. And now he says, I'm going to find you another medication for other good things. What? The Ramak is a doctor of the soul. So he says, Ve'od matzati mashke tov me'od. I find another good elixir. Ma? Aval lo yo'il ha-mashke kol kach, kmo shi'o'il achar ha-techboshet ha-shlishit. Hu shi'ergil atzmo mishne dvarim. He says, this elixir will only be beneficial or completely beneficial after the first three medicines that I told you to take. Okay, so what's these other two things? He says, you need another two things. Harishon. ולכבד הנבראים כולם אחר שיכיר בהם מעלת הבורא אשר יצר האדם בחוכמה. Every single creation in the world, you should show respect and dignity to. Why? Because they are representative of the one who created them. Kadosh Baruch Hu created them, therefore, just because of that. Not because of anything else. Everything else is just extra credit. But just because of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created them, they deserve respect. And וכן, כל הנבראים חוכמת היוצר בהם, ויראה בעצמו שהרים נכבדים מאוד מאוד, שנתפל יוצר הכל לחכם הנעלה על כל בבריאתם. Which means, you know, what's the ra'ya that every one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bru'im is so respected? How do you know he's respected? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, בורא כל העולמות, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, מלוך כל הארץ כבודו, Hashem took time, כביכול, out of his busy schedule, to create that bri'ah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he needed to create that bri'ah, what does that tell you about that bri'ah? It's chashuv. So that in and of itself, without anything else, should show you how chashuv this really is. This person, this bri'ah, whether it's ben shu ben berit, or ben sheno ben berit, whether it is chai, someach, domem, each one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nivra'im, you see the chokhmat ha-borei yitbarach inside. ואילו יבזה אותם חס ושלום, נוגע בכבוד יוצרם. והרי זה ידמה לחכם צורף שעשה כלי בחוכמה גדולה, והראה מעשה על בני אדם, והתחיל אחד מהם לגנותו ולבזותו. Which means, it says, if you condescend or disparage any creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like, he brings a mashal, it's like a very big artist made some sort of a painting or some sort of a keli, made some sort of a sculpture, and everybody's like, ooh, ah, whoops. And then you have this one guy, he's like, what is this? This is ugly. And then the yotzer is standing right there, the artist is standing right there, even though he said, no, I'm talking about the painting. When you talk about the painting, what are you saying? The painting didn't draw itself. You're saying that the artist messed up. Everybody knows the famous Gemara with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Eliyahu Navi. Remember? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was learning for a long time, and finished learning, and afterwards, we're okay for now. After he finished learning, the Gemara says, Zacha da'ato. Remember? He felt good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, whoa.
I got it.
Okay, we're having some, hurricane malfunction. So, Eliyahu Nabi came to him, and the Gemara says Eliyahu Nabi dressed up like an ugly person, right? Like a very ugly person. And he says, ooh, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon saw him, and he says, wow, look at you, you're so ugly. What did he tell him? He says, don't tell me, tell whom? Tell the artist who created me. And in that second, Rabbi Elazar got jolted. And he asked him, he ran after him, asked him for mechila. He didn't want to give him mechila. It's a whole situation.
Where is this one?
I think it was in Ta'anit, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so he says like this. Oh. So, ואף הקדוש ברוך הוא יראה בעיניו אם יבזו שום בריאה מבריאותיו. וזה שכתוב, מרבו מעשיך השם. לא אמר גדלו, אלא רבו, לשון רב ביתו חשובים מאוד. The pasuk says, מרבו מעשיך השם. How great. It doesn't say מגדלו. Why say מרבו? Rav beto, Rav is a lashon shel chashivut. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at all of your creations, how chashuv they are. Kulam bechokhma asita. Ve'achar shenitpela chokhmatecha bahim rabu begadlu ma'asecha. Once you decided to pay attention to them, look how great it is. וראוי לאדם להתבונן מתוכם חוכמה ולא ביזיון. Person should look at all of the creations of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look, איזה חוכמה Kadosh Baruch Hu עשה. איזה, you know, look what Kadosh Baruch Hu embedded in every single one of Kadosh Baruch Hu's creations. Even sometimes it's natural for some people. They see Amaretz. How do you look at Amaretz? לא יודע כלום, וזה מבזים אותו, but look at him, look, הקדוש ברוך הוא ייחד שמו עליו, הקדוש ברוך הוא made him חלק מעם ישראל. How can you be מבזה אותו? Remember, בחכמים teachers in פרקי אבות, אל תהי בז לכל דבר, I'm sorry, אל תהי בז לכל אדם, ואל תהי מפליג לכל דבר, שאין לך אדם שאין לו שעה, ואין לך דבר שאין לו מקום, which means, every person, everything, has a time and place. Everybody has a time for glory. Everybody has a time to shine. Am Yisrael, is their time to shine is all the time. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them b'chokhmah, b'ahava, how can you be mevazeh? And he says one more ikar to remember over here. And that was number one. Habet, hasheni, yargil atzmo leachnis ahavat b'ne adam b'libo, v'ehav hakol ki'ilu ayu mamash echav v'yoten mizeh ad sheikba b'libo ahavat b'ne adam kulam. Remember, we spoke about on Tisha B'Av. This is exactly what the Ramak is talking about. If you hear a person trash your parents, what are you going to do? You'll be very upset. Are you going to want to beat them up? Why? It's your parents. You ask the person, are your parents perfect? No. Is there any truth to what this individual might be saying? Possibly. Does that make it any better? Does that make it any easier to hear? No. Why? If it's true, and you know they're not perfect, so what's the problem? Yeah, because of the love. Yeah, so he says, love, Shlomo HaMelech writes, al kol pesha'im techaseh ahava. Love covers over any, you know, that's the, when a person's in love with somebody else, you find it very difficult to see their shortcomings. Why? Because you're infatuated. You have love for them. Same thing with a person's parents. You know that there's things that are wrong with them. Aval mikol makom. You understand that you love them and therefore you take it personally. He says we should love all of Am Yisrael like that. All of Am Yisrael you should love. You should be al kol pesha'im techaseh ahava for Am Yisrael. You should be so blindsided by love for Am Yisrael. You don't see anything wrong with them. Like whom? Levi Yitzchak. Kachaya. Kol pam. Why? Where did it come from that he was senegoran shel Yisrael? Because of his intense love for Am Yisrael. So he says, ואפילו הרשעים יאהב אותם בליבו ויאמר. Even the רשעים love them too. And he says, why? רואי, תעשה משהו, תגיד לי. מי ייתן ויהיו אלו הצדיקים שווים בתשובה, ויהיו כולם גדולים ורצויים למקום. Instead of looking, a lot of people, and they say, רשע, מחשב. לא יפה. Says the Ramak, pray for them. What a ברוריית הרבי מאיר. ייתם מוחטאים ולא חוטאים. Pray for them to do teshuva. He says, Hashem loves them so much. Visit Hashem, they'll be chuzer b'tshuva. Right now, okay, they're not doing what they're supposed to. Nechon? And he says, what happened, you remember, when Yehoshua came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu by Eldad u'medad mitnabbeim b'machaneh, and it says, Yehoshua told him, Adoni Moshe, kelaim, right? Destroy them. Rashi HaKadosh says, Atel aleim tzorket tzibur, v'hem kalim aleim. How do you destroy a person? Give him public service, public responsibility. That's how you destroy him.
Again, Mr. President.
Yeah, Mr. President, we do. Aval, mikol makom, what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer Yehoshua? Umi ten, kol am Adonai Nevi'im. Right, he says, I wish all of Am Yisrael would be Nevi'im. Ham kane ata li. He says, relax. Halevai, he says, Am Yisrael has one Nevi. Halevai, everybody should be Nevi'im, which means, how did Moshe Rabbeinu take it? Love, he says, Al tidag, kol beseder. Ubama yohav. If you have be'emet rasha, you're supposed to love a rasha. It's very easy to love a person who does it on Hashem. If you feel connected with somebody and you feel that you're striving towards a common goal, you're both doing avodat Hashem, it's yeah, I'm fine. But how are you supposed to love a rasha? You see a person do all sorts of avonot. How are you supposed to love that guy? Says the Ramak, he's lovable too.
Find something good in it.
He says, ביותו מזכיר במחשבתו טובות אשר בהם, ויחסם אומם. Look for their good points. Look for the נקודת האור. Aye, what about their avonot and their bad points? Cover it. Don't look. Get blindsided by love. Yeah? You ever heard the expression love struck? That what? Like you get struck by a bolt of lightning. That's exactly the point. A person should be so love struck with Am Yisrael that a person should be so love struck by Am Yisrael that you don't look at their avonot. What do you say? So what? Say, he's Ba'al Tzedakot, he comes to prayer with the Minyan, he sends his children to the yeshiva. Is that a shame? Yomar bilibo, ilu haya ha'ani ha'ma'us hazeh, ba'al mamon rav, kama hayiti sameach b'chaverato. Let's say, he says, let's say he was a poor person. People, you know, if a person is middle class and up, it's hard for him to, like, fabrengtzach, to be, like, you know, close to poor people. Fabrengtzach. Fabreng means to...
Oh, I've heard fabreng before.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, hang out and be close to poor people. So, I don't like it. But you say, one second, if this poor guy, if he had a little bit more money, and he took a few more showers, and he took a haircut, and whatever, so how would you look at him? And then you would enjoy his company. So he says, the only difference, the only thing that's preventing me from loving him is what? Is a little bit of money. That's it. So he says, כמו שאני שמח בחברת פלוני, והרי זה אילו ילבישו הלבושים הנעים כמו פלוני, הרי אין בינו לבינו הבדל. אם כן, למה יעדר כבודו בעיניי? Just because of a little bit of money, because he's lacking a little bit of money, so I should look down at him. והרי בעיני השם חשוב ממני שהוא נגוע מדוכה בעוני ויסורים ונוקה מעוון. He might be more beloved by הקדוש ברוך הוא than me. You know why? Because he has יסורים, he has all sorts of suffering, and that is מחפיר עוון. What about me? מי יודע? And therefore, ולמה ישנה מי שקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב? How can I hate who הקדוש ברוך הוא loves? ובזה יהיה לבבו פונה צד טוב ומרגיל לעצמו לחשוב בכל מידות טובות שזכרנו. All times, all the time, look for people's מידות טובות. Look for the נקודת האור. Look for where there's not one member of Am Yisrael, lo kayam ba'olam, even the greatest rasha, that doesn't have this nekudat or, that doesn't have this small pintaliyid, huh? That spark of a Jew. Yesh lo mashu, even the people who are the furthest away, yesh lo mashu betocham, and we have to find it. That's the avodah. That's the real avodah. And this concludes Perek Sheni of Midat HaKeter. Bezat Hashem will continue with the other midot tomorrow, Yom Tu Be'av. Please join us, Bezat Hashem, tomorrow. Lavish breakfast. Be there.
Rav also, in the Ramban, says...